October 22nd, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The witness of the Spirit. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit. Romans 8:16. We are in danger of getting the barter spirit when we come to God. We want the witness before we have done what God tells us to do. Why does not God reveal himself to me? He cannot. It is not that he will not, but he cannot, because you are in the road as long as you won't abandon absolutely to him and require an answer. Immediately when you do abandon absolutely, God witnesses to himself. He cannot witness to you, but he witnesses instantly to his own nature in you. If you had the witness before the reality, it would end in sentimental emotion. As soon as you transact on the redemption, Christ's soul work on the cross, and stop the impertinence of debate, God will give you the witness. As soon as you abandon reasoning and argument, God witnesses to what he has done, and we are amazed at our impertinence in having kept him waiting. If you are in debate as to whether God can deliver from sin, either let him do it or tell him he cannot. Do not quote this or that person. Try Matthew 11:28. Come unto me. Come if you are weary and heavy laden. Ask if you know you are evil. Luke 11:13. The Spirit of God witnesses to the redemption of our Lord. He does not witness to anything else. He cannot witness to our reason. The simplicity that comes from our natural common sense decisions is apt to be mistaken for the witness of the Spirit. But the Spirit witnesses only to his own nature and to the work of redemption, never to our reason. If we try to make him witness to our reason, it is no wonder we are in darkness and perplexity. Fling it all overboard, trust in him, and he will give you the witness. That's the end of Oswald's text. We simply and consistently seem to need some kind of answer or explanation. We challenge most information we receive from nearly every source. Unfortunately, this often spills on over to God, and we're constantly asking him why. Why are you doing this? Why did this happen? And yet, all of that is simply evidence that we are not being led by the Spirit of God, but rather the Spirit of self. The Spirit of God doesn't need any answers to the question why. The Spirit of God simply does what it will. And the Spirit of God doing what it will is ultimately the end. So when God does things or things happen, don't challenge him. Rather, release yourself in complete abandon to his Spirit. And know that he is God, he is sovereign, and he will do what he will do. The thing you can also count on always is that the character and nature of God is always to love and love without exception, and love and accept without condition. When we truly come to understand and trust the nature and character of God, which is only ever and always good, and particularly good in our behalf, then we no longer have need to ask any questions. We simply can trust the fact that whatever he's doing for our benefit and will continue to do so.